Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, the tragedy that's hit in Houston, I guess you've heard about it, but we're going to talk about it in detail today, how not only is it tragic, and it's estimated at $180 billion plus dollars in expenses to recover from it, but the federal government, President Trump, is coming in and making sure that everything's taken care of. You know, Governor Greg Abbott is stepping up to the plate, a great governor working over the state of Texas. Of course, Texas is just wonderful folks. You get a chance to meet Texas, and they're just coming in and having this great recovery. Well, listen, Operation Blessing, Jody Geddes, right on the scene. She's Vice President of Operation Blessing. And let's take a look at this. It's just a tragedy what's taking place there. As you can see some of the footage, you can see some of the things that are going on. People lost their homes, the flooding that's taking place. I mean, it's thousands, 38,000, I believe, at this time, that's lost their homes. And once that water comes in, they said the water was contaminated by sewage and some other things like that. And you have to immediately begin to, you know, clear out everything. But guess what? Operation Blessing's right there making sure that their needs are met. They had two semi trucks that were parked right there, right outside the storm when this thing first hit. And it's amazing to see, you know, this is one of Jody Geddes' original vision years ago that she talked about. This is what I want to do. I want to be able to help people in times of need. I want to be a part of Operation Blessing. Now she's the vice president of Operation Blessing, and she was right there to be able to meet their needs. As a matter of fact, let's go to Jody now in Texas as we hear from her in Operation Blessing.
Operation Blessing's advance team arrived here in Texas just before the landfall of Hurricane Harvey. And as all of you know by now, this storm became massive. It smashed into the Texas Gulf Coast as a Category 4. But it's not over. As you can see, it's still raining, and this is the effects of Harvey. And we're just northeast of Corpus Christi. It's an inland community, but still, they're desperate. They're without power. They're without water. Behind me is a line of people that are waiting for just food and water. The rain continues to fall, as you can see. And they said that most of this community is forecasted to be flooded. And so while these people still don't have power and water, and they're trying to get food and water for their families and even baby formula, the worst may be still yet to come. So as you watch this, we just ask you to pray. Pray for the people of Texas. In Houston, people are still getting rescued off of rooftops. They're getting rescued by boat and helicopter. Here in these communities, even inland, they're without power and water. There's no gas in this community. Riding around with a resident has a quarter of a tank of gas and has no idea where the next gas is going to come from. And so the people of Texas, they need our support. Operation Blessing is going to be here in Texas working. We're going to be working in communities like this, coordinating volunteers. We're going to be sending in truckloads of relief supplies and even just bringing in refrigerated tractor trailers so that people can use them to store food to cook in kitchens for residents. We have our equipment pre-staged just a few hours away, so when the coast is clear, we'll be rolling in. We're connecting with local pastors, local emergency management. Thank you for your continued prayer, your continued love, your support, your generosity. We couldn't do it without you. And if you're watching this and you want to come help us, we're going to need tons of volunteers. So please go to operationblessing.org. We'll sign you up for our alert system, get you plugged in. And whenever the coast is clear, we'd love to have you helping us share the love of Jesus right here in Texas.
I want to encourage you to stand with the other volunteers in Operation Blessing as they're there. It is so important. You know, when we came through Hurricane Ivan and Hurricane Katrina, it's just hard to explain when everything that you have has been just flooded out and you have no place to stay and you're putting, you know, plastic tarps over your roof and you're cutting out all your sheetrock from, you know, 4 feet down and you're losing all your food, furniture, clothes, pictures. It's just a time of real difficult time for people. And the tragic and the loss that you feel in your heart when somebody's kind to you and nice to you at a time like that, it's a perfect time to share the love of God with somebody. But I'll tell you what, imagine you're going through this and the President of the United States shows up. Well, that's exactly what happened with President Trump. And when he showed up, listen how Texas received him. They were so encouraged at this difficult time of disaster. He showed up to provide the federal aid. As a matter of fact, he had a chance to talk to the crowd a little bit before he went into the briefing. Take a look.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I just want to say we love you. You are special. We're here to take care. It's going well. And I want to thank you for coming out. We're going to get you back and operating immediately. Thank you, everybody. What a crowd. What a turnout. I want to thank our governor. Your governor has done a fantastic job. Governor Abbott, thank you very much. Who's right here someplace? He's right here. So we just want to thank your governor, Senator Cruz, Senator Cornyn, everybody, Dan. We want to thank the whole group. This has been a total cooperative effort. Again, we will see you soon. I will tell you, this is historic. It's epic what happened. But you know what? It happened in Texas, and Texas can handle anything. Thank you all, folks. Thank you. Thank you.
So encouraging when your state's been hit with such a devastating disaster and the leader of your country, the most powerful nation around, says, I'm going to come down to Texas and I'm going to make sure every resource that I have, that we have at our hands as federal government, we're going to be here to be able to, and this is immediate. I mean, he was right there when they're coming out of, and as a matter of fact, he sat down at this firehouse, there at a firehouse, and had a briefing with all the leaders, the Coast Guard, the military, FEMA, with the governor. As a matter of fact, let's go to that particular briefing now. Imagine this. Now, your home is flooded. You've lost all these things, and you don't know what you're going to do next, and maybe you didn't have flood insurance. But guess what? The leaders of our country, President Trump, Governor Abbott, and the local leaders were working, along with Operation Blessing and other volunteer groups, to say, you know what? We're going to be here for you. You're going to recover. You're going to rebuild. As a matter of fact, this is the briefing taking place to organize that. Take a chance.
Welcome the President of the United States to the great state of Texas. I want to express my gratitude for our fellow Texans and especially the people of Corpus Christi for giving the President such a warm welcome on his ride over here, showing the gratitude that we all have for the President. I want to express my deep gratitude to the President for him and his entire cabinet and staff for what they have done over the past couple of weeks. A lot of people see what happens in front of the camera. I want to reveal in just 1 minute what's been going on behind the scenes, behind the camera for the past 2 weeks. About 10 days in advance of the hurricane, even coming in to the Corpus Christi area, members of the President's cabinet and the President himself were in contact with me and my office, pre-preparing for this catastrophe that was coming our way. In every step of the way, as the hurricane came across the shore, as the flooding began in Houston, Texas, the President and his cabinet remain in constant contact with me and my staff, and they all had one thing to say. Texas, what do you need? How can we help? You can count on us. What I've learned is we can count on the President of the United States and his staff for helping Texas. Texas has been tested. But our response to this challenge has been made much more effective because of the very effective way the President and his staff has helped Texas respond to this challenge. So, Mr. President,
thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to Texas.
I appreciate it. It's so nice, Governor, and it's really my honor. This is a very special place in a special state. And Senator Cruz and Senator Cornyn, thank you very much, Senator Cornyn, for being here. We appreciate it. I know it's hard to get here for both of you. You were trapped in various locations, but we appreciate you both being here. I want to thank my staff, my cabinet. We have quite a few of our cabinet here. You know, Ben Carson, obviously, from HUD, and Tom Price, and Linda McMahon, small business, which is now big business, because you're going to be, when you add them all up, you're going to be helping a lot of the people in Texas and doing a fantastic job. Thank you very much, Linda. But, we have had a tremendous group of folks. Our acting director, Elaine, thank you very much for the job you've done. And a man who's really become very famous on television over the last couple of days, Mr. Long. We appreciate it very much. You have been just outstanding. And I can tell you that my folks just telling me how great your representatives have been in working together. It's a real team. We want to do it better than ever before. We want to be looked at in 5 years and 10 years from now as this is the way to do it. This was of epic proportion. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. And I just want to say that working with the governor and his entire team has been an honor for us. So, Governor, again, thank you very much. And we won't say congratulations. We don't want to do that. We don't want to congratulate. We'll congratulate each other when it's all finished. But you have been terrific. Really terrific. And you've been my friend, too, for a long time. And with that, maybe you could say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. President. So the whole community is coming together. You know, right here where the brunt of the Category 4 hurricane winds came in just north of Corpus Christi, we're already starting to affect recovery. Recovery is a slow process, but rest assured that we're doing everything we can to unify our efforts down to support, you know, the local responders, the first responders that we have here. Yesterday I put eyes on the ground down in Rockport. We already have points of distribution flowing. We're working in conjunction with the Governor's National Guard. Where FEMA's supplying meals and water, and the National Guard is helping to run those distribution points. That's how this system works. While all eyes are on Houston, or so are mine, we've got a long way to go, and we're going to have to set up expectations of the citizens, and we're going to have to continue a unified effort down to help the state of Texas ultimately recover. So, very quickly, the objectives stay the same. The event, unfortunately, to the north of us is not over. We're still in a life-saving, life-sustaining mission. We're very aware of the issues at the Convention Center, but let me be clear. This is not the Superdome. The Convention Center, we are sustaining food. They have food. We're security. I have an incident management team inside the city of Houston as we speak. And more people are being moved to shelters to stabilize the situation. The next thing is that we're pushing commodities. Once the water goes down, we'll continue to push not only commodities, but also help to get people registered in the system to receive assistance from all of us. That, you know, it's assistance doesn't just come from FEMA. It comes from many organizations who are represented here today by Secretary Price, Secretary Carson, and others. The next thing is that we're looking at, you know, power restoration. We're maintaining security. You know, Ms. Duke, you know, mobilize the Homeland Security Surge Capacity Force. With that comes law enforcement to make sure that we're overcoming and anticipating any security needs that we have. And then also with Secretary Price over here, we're working with not only the governor's disaster medical teams, but we're also sending federal disaster medical teams in, not only to the convention center today, there's already some on site, but there's going to be multiple areas, not only for crisis counseling, but also to make sure that we're meeting access and functional needs. The access is a challenge to getting all of the supplies in once the roadway systems come out. We've amassed quite the federal force to be able to support the local and state efforts. For example, the governor pulls 12,000 National Guard troops in. We're pulling units out of Fort Hood as the federal government, federal DOD forces are coming in as well. We pulled several hundred trucks and staff just from assets right here in the state of Texas, and that's how the system works. This recovery is going to be frustrating. We're going to be here with you to help you guide through it. It's going to be tough to navigate all of the programs that come available, but we're here to help.
That's so powerful, isn't it? Imagine you're in this disaster and they're already working on how to be able to help you recover. When we get back from this break, we're going to go with Jody Getty with Operation Blessing, as she's providing the needs that people have there through Operation Blessing and working with other volunteers. I want to encourage you, as she's saying, you know, volunteer. There's a way to volunteer, as we talk about it, ob.org/volunteer. We'll have more of that up on the lower thirds or on the video. But it's so important to think about what can you do to help them out. This is the largest disaster in the history of America. We are connected to Houston today and the tragedy is taking place in Louisiana. I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it, Steve,
Absolutely. The
things that are happening there.
And to me, as we were just talking about during the break, of just how an overwhelming response that the government and the president has done when he was working with Governor Abbott. Even before the hurricane entered the Gulf.
And I think they were on the phone together in 15 minutes. Once it hit, within 15 minutes, they called state of emergency.
What do you need? How can we help you? And it's such a beautiful action the president did.
You know, state of emergency really is martial law.
Yeah.
Where it just basically removes all the normal everyday laws.
Removes the barriers.
And you can just go do it and go take care of it. And it was so exciting to see that take place. And he brought the whole cabinet in.
Yes.
He brought Transportation Secretary, the Health Secretary. He brought in Housing, Urban and Development, Dr. Ben Carson. Mm-hmm. Everybody was in and said, listen, we are here with you. I've never seen a response like this.
Wow.
It's so exciting to see you know, our citizens that are going through a difficult time for people to come in and be there with them. As a matter of fact, we want to join Jody Getty. She's right there, Operation Blessing, helping those in need. Let's join her now.
Operation Blessing continues to serve the precious residents of Texas. We just returned from one of the hardest hit areas, Rockport, where Hurricane Harvey made landfall. Today we spent the day helping a local pastor at Church Unlimited turn his campus into a place to receive volunteers and send them out to the community to help the residents. While we were there, we had the opportunity to meet many residents that were coming home for the first time. I remember talking to Sandy, and when I walked up to her truck, she looked at me with tears in her eyes, that glazed over look, completely in shock, and said, ma'am, I just went home to see what I could salvage, and my home wasn't there. There wasn't even a trace of my mobile home. She had dead horses, dead cattle. One of her favorite horses, her family pet, is sitting there with a broken leg with infection oozing out, and she doesn't even know how she's going to put her horse down. And so it's an extremely sad situation. So while we're helping there, getting them set up for volunteers, we also have trucks rolling in all over the place. And so we had a truck come into Taft, Texas today. This is a community a little inland that is still without power. We're 5 days out. The power's starting to come on, but all these residents, there's hundreds of cars lined up that still don't have potable water and electricity. So Operation Blessing unloaded a semi-truck full of food, water, personal hygiene items, just the basics of life, to help make life a little bit easier here in Taft. While that's happening, trucks are rolling in to get close to the Houston area, where we will be serving tomorrow as long as the roads clear up for us to go in. And so Operation Blessing is working all over Texas. And if there's one other thing that we need, that's volunteers. So if you're watching this and you'd like to volunteer with Operation Blessing, please go to operationblessing.org, click on volunteer. We'll send you alerts within the next 24 to 48 hours, letting you know the details of how you can come and join our army of volunteers to make a life-changing difference right here in Texas.
That's Jody Getty with Operation Blessing, and she's right on top of it.
Yes.
Right on top of it. And it just blesses your heart, you know. Connecting with Operation Blessing, Samaritan's Purse, but Operation Blessings, understand that those resources, your physical resources going to volunteer, or your money goes right to their needs. Right to their needs.
And just like she said, you know, you can join the army of volunteers all around her. You're seeing those individuals with the white t-shirts and Operation Blessings, like those are volunteers. Yeah. And the lie is, it's just like, I'm just one person. What can I do? But you see all those people.
You can
those
cut sheetrock out. You can drag these rugs out.
I will tell you that if just like what you were saying earlier, that if you're in your house right now and everything's been lost and there's someone there ministering to you, providing to you a box of groceries, that one person matters.
Yeah, you know, and God loves for us to be there for those who are hurting, and it just blesses His heart.
You know, whatever you did for the least of these, you did it to me.
And several cities, we want to talk about them biblically, was one of the big things they didn't do. They didn't take care of the poor and take care of people that's going through difficult times. And, you know, and just you can volunteer to be a part. You can give to Operation Blessing. But I remember when I was in law enforcement, for some reason they didn't let us go home. When the storms came, we still had to go out in our cruiser, you know, and patrol and that type of thing. And I remember we backed our cruisers up into a shopping mall up under it, trying to keep the hurricane from coming on top of us. And for some reason, the police go
You're
home.
A vital person. Yeah. You have to be there.
But think about this, you know, standing in the operations room in Texas, the president comes there to check on them and to encourage them.
Yeah.
And that's just a big deal. As a matter of fact, they're running every component from that one room. They run water, sewage, electrical. They all come together when something happens, the emergency team. Yeah. And the president goes there to meet them in the operations. Let's go there now.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Governor Abbott. It has been an experience really like, unfortunately, we've never had before. There's never been anything like this. It's showing some tremendous love and coordination, and so many things are coming out in Texas. And I will tell you, the whole country, the whole world is really seeing and gaining such respect for everybody. And the job you have done is incredible. What you've done is under circumstances. I said before, the word epic and historic, these are words used to describe this monster known as Harvey. But the job you've done is really special. And I said, let's fly over, let's see these great people. Nerve center, you're really the nerve center. And we appreciate it very much. And millions of people appreciate it, that I can tell you. But the world is watching, and the world is very impressed with what you're doing. So I just want to thank you on behalf of myself, the First Lady, the Governor. Nim, you have been incredible working with our man. Come on. Come here. He's doing okay, right?
He's doing great. Long way to go.
But FEMA has been just working along with everybody. And the coordination, I think, as much as anything else, everybody's talking about it. The coordination has been beautiful to watch. So to the two of you in particular, I want to say congratulations. Thank you very much for everything, and go out and do it. It's going to be long term. It's not going to be a quick one. It's going to be long term, but we appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are focused today on Hurricane Harvey aftermath and what's taking place in Texas. And it's just so encouraging to see Operation Blessing with Jody Getty there. President Trump coming down with all the cabinet.
Yes,
all the
Governor
cabinet.
Abbott.
And each of those cabinet members represent a huge part of the federal budget. I mean, they lowered the prices of fuel. They dumped the regulations for transferring fuel in because like 20% of the oil refineries got closed down because of this.
Right.
That's why they say that's going up like a nickel a day or something, 30 cents a gallon in different places, because a lot of our oil is refined there. But listen, right in the middle of this need, because you have every single need. It's not just water, you know, it's not just food. It's everything. Everything, and especially a clean shower and those type of things. But guess what? Even the babies. Operation Blessings was first to come there to be able to provide cribs and the things that they needed for babies. This is Jody Getty of Operation Blessing. Let's go there now.
Well, in Dallas this time, Operation Blessing has come through once again when I've asked them for donations for the shelter that we're setting up. And we are setting up a mega shelter. We have three shelters currently running that have about 650 people. And then a mega shelter is opening tomorrow. The mega shelter itself is going to take a lot of donations, and Operation Blessing was one of the first organizations to step up and donate to that mega shelter. As soon as we knew that there were children coming and babies coming from South Texas and certainly from the Houston area, most of the people left their homes with nothing, just their clothing, their children, their pets. And so when we ask them what they need the most, it's going to be what their children need the most. And so we gave them the pack and place that Operation Blessing has given to us. And that gift is going to be something they can take once they go home. It'll be their first step to recovery. Operation Blessing is an organization that really does reach out and help everyone. And they help everyone that you ask them to help. It's too difficult to do. It's too much to do. It's always just, what can we do? So my experience with Operation Blessing is to call them and say, this is what we need, and this is where we need it, and they just do it. And they do it with such kindness and such compassion and such caring behavior. And they're always the type to reach out to that person if they're having some real stress and to help them feel much, much calmer through a prayer, a kind word, or whatever they can do to help them to start to have relief and recovery. I'd like to reach out and thank all of you today who are watching this, and thank you for your donations to Operation Blessing. Know that your donations are used to help many, many people, not only around the country, but around the world.
That's so, so, so powerful. You know, that's, you saw Jody Getty a little bit right there, but that's her leading the whole Operation Blessing effort that's there. And she's Vice President of Operation Blessing. Just is so encouraging to see her there with all the volunteers. That's because you're volunteering. It's because you're participating. And this is a long haul. And I know personally from hurricane suffering when Hurricane Ivan came through the Gulf Coast and, you know, Katrina came through,
and
we still have scars, you know, in our hearts from that. You just can't, it's just so broken. But to have people come in and help, you know, and that was kind of a new kind of thing happening around Ivan and Katrina. But now we've had so many disasters that have taken place since then.
Yes.
But it's just good to see Operation Blessing there. As a matter of fact, our president was there, of course, and talking. He came back again, and he's speaking this time to the military, the Coast Guard, the military, because they reportedly rescued over almost 11,000 rescues.
Right.
And think about this, you wore yourself out, you're just dead tired, but the president, the leader of the most largest country in the world, your country, shows up to shake your hand and say, good job. Yes. Isn't that awesome?
To me, it's amazing, because as you'll see in this, is that there were so many plane or helicopters or whatever that could not go in, and you're seeing the Air Force, you're seeing the Coast Guard that's able to go in there and be there. And so often you think nobody sees this, and it's just like the president is saying, we see you, we're grateful for you.
I don't priceless. Think that didn't happen when I was in. Did that happen when you were in?
No, I don't remember that. Yeah. Nope.
Okay, let's go there now.
So I want to thank everybody, and we have Army, we have everybody here, but I have to say, even you guys have to admit, I hear the Coast Guard saved 11,000 people. Think of it, almost 11,000 people by going into winds that the media would not go into. They will not go into those winds. Unless it's a really good story, in which case they will. But I want to congratulate everybody. I want to congratulate the Coast Guard for what you've done. Incredible. And incredible. And I gave the commencement speech this year at the Coast Guard Academy. And they're going to come out and compete with you guys now pretty soon. But they've got a lot to compete with. So I want to congratulate you and you guys, the Army guys. This has been, it's brutal what's been up there. But you have done so much for the services and for the respect. And the whole world is watching. The whole world is watching. So I want to thank you. And I want to thank, look at all these. Thank you, fellas. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. You have done so much for the prestige of the services and the Coast Guard and what you've done. Again, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're going to Louisiana now.
Sir.
And they're in pretty good shape, too. They're in pretty good shape. We have a go. We're just with the governor. This is going very well. So. And you have done something very special. Thank you.
That's the door I see.
Thank you. Thank you. We're with you 1,000%.
We're with you 1,000%. I love the way he talks, because God tells us to talk the way. Talk positive, speak
yes.
faith. You
yes.
know, and he's really, it's difficult for him to speak, that it's gonna be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna work through this, it's gonna be successful, we're gonna get through this thing. And he's going to Louisiana next because of the tragedy. It hit Louisiana, came to Louisiana next. But not only while he was there, he got a chance with the First Lady mm-hmm. Melania,
yep.
and to went out to speak to the community and the neighbors and what was going on, and it just blesses your heart to see the husband and wife, First Lady,
yes.
and the president right there in your neighborhood, yeah. just to listen to you.
It's one thing to say we're with you, but it's another thing to say I'm shaking your hand, looking at you eye to eye, and saying we're with you, we're here for you. There's resources here, and he's doing a tremendous job.
One of the neighbors said, there's so much water, I was looking for the ark, but instead I found the president.
Yes.
Take a look.
These are people that have done a fantastic job of getting things together. So when was the water at this level? When did it disappear? And for how many days was it up?
All of them. I had calls from the
doctor. Oh, yeah. Look at this guy. Now you just became famous.
That's good. That's fine. Let me take a glass.
Mr. Trump, I tell you what we did. We looked out the window and tried to find the ark to see if it was coming down the street. Didn't come. But you guys did, and that's what counts.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen very fast. It's already happening.
Thanks.
Good luck, everybody.
That is so comforting to know that we have a leader of our country that loves us, cares mm-hmm. about us, and wants to make sure that we're taken care of. Because it happened to be Texas and Louisiana, but it could be any. As a matter of fact, there's a hurricane coming in the Gulf right now, or hopefully not in the Gulf. Hope it's going to turn back out. But we just don't know where it's going to hit and what's going to happen next. And we just need to be there for each other. We're one country, e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one.
The United States of America.
And we're all together. And so we get back from this break. It's very exciting. We're going to hear from the president again, but we're also going to hear from Vice President Pence.
Yes.
Because he rolled his sleeves up and he got out there and he got busy, working with the locals. And he brought in more of the cabinet to be able to address each of the individual matters that they have, the presidential cabinet. This is so encouraging as we're seeing volunteers, mm-hmm. the federal government, President Trump, mm-hmm. all coming in to the victims of Hurricane Harvey, and disaster relief is coming in to be able to take care of folks, and just neighbor helping neighbor.
Yes.
And it's just so just exciting to see the heart of America just rise up. In Texas, This is a very special state, you know. It's just, they just, you know, they just really get in there for each other and do these things.
Selfless acts for one another.
Selfless acts. But you know what? The Vice President Mike Pence, he went there, he rolled up his sleeves, and he brought the cabinet in to begin, the White House cabinet, to be able to start releasing funds over certain areas and changing regulations and all this different kind of stuff that they could do as the president's cabinet. But let's go. This is actually Vice President Mike Pence and his wife, Karen, who are there, and they're just... We're just so blessed. Yes. These are just great people. Let's go there now, Texas.
President Trump often reminds us that we are one American family, that when one hurts, we all hurt. We stand together in difficult times. Those who at this very hour are continuing to put themselves in harm's way to rescue people and deliver them from danger. They and you have inspired the nation, and we commend them. I think Karen and I today were most inspired by the volunteers. To see the outpouring of compassion and concern was deeply inspiring to us. And every American should know that even in this difficult time, this disastrous storm, that the very best of the people of Texas and the very best of the people of America is shining forth. On behalf of the American people, with the leadership of President Donald Trump, to the people of Texas, we are with you today, we will be with you tomorrow, and we will be with you every day until this great state and these great communities recover and rebuild to be even better and stronger than ever before.
We've been so blessed to have leaders like this. I've never seen such a humble man, Vice President Mike Pence, and his just serving like Daniel would serve, you know, and just so caring, compassionate. Yeah. Our next program, we're going to be talking about where he's gone down to, you know, South America and Central America, and just strengthen our bonds and our relationship, letting them know that freedom, we're going to stay free.
We're with you. And also, too, in the next program, we're going to talk about the president had a proclamation of prayer in
a national day of prayer
to everything that happened in Hurricane
Harvey. That has not happened like in 100 plus years.
Right.
And so he made a proclamation. We're going to talk about that.
And if you think about it, I mean, this can't be overemphasized enough. I mean, imagine what would have happened if the government would have released these resources now. But because
meaning later on.
A week after Hurricane Harvey has already affected the area and began to move on. But it's just like the amount of coordination behind the scenes, what you heard Governor Abbott talking about, because there was communication and the president was just there on location. It's just like there's such an overwhelming blessing.
They were on the phone. The governor and the president were on the phone together as soon as it hit. Within 15 minutes,
what do you need?
Yeah, he just called it.
It's fabulous.
And he said, it's a disaster. We're going to go ahead and start getting these aid to you right away. Jody Harrington with Operation Blessing.
Yes.
Jody Getty was there with Operation Blessing to be able to bring in the help.
And as you were saying earlier, just the selfless acts of Texans, you saw, and I see this on a couple of reports, and we'll have it on the torch for you, but you're seeing citizens responding to the call saying, hey, join us in the rescue effort.
That's why they're wasn't so many deaths. Even the Cajun Navy came from Louisiana and just began to bring their boats
rescue
up.
Rescue people, and started, it's just and what's beautiful was seeing people traveling across the state, across, I don't know, the miles, but just bringing their boats on their trailer, going to the floodwaters and saying, where are the areas? They didn't even know the neighborhoods wanting to rescue people. And it's just to see how people are responding in unity. Right. It's love. It's priceless.
It is. And it's just the heart, the true America has risen up. We had so many lies being told about America for the few elite, you know, some of the words that they use to describe it, media that's just saying things are bad about America and bad about the American people. It's not true. America, God has blessed America. We are probably the wealthiest nation in the world. Our jobs, we're going to talk, as a matter of fact, our next a program, you got to see a Kim Clement, he's with the Lord now, but he was a prophet, and God spoke through him about 4 years prior to this even happening, that described a man that's just like President Trump that would be in office, and we're seeing that word fulfilled. So make sure you catch us on our next program, because we're going to be talking, you know, about that, how the unfolding of that, because some of the big things, I mean, our job numbers, or we have unemployment rates like 17-year low. We have protection where the borders are being protected and powerful. We're going to talk about the next program. But first, this is the president's weekly address speaking to the nation about where we are at this moment. Let's go there now.
My fellow Americans, the heartbreaking devastation and suffering caused by Hurricane Harvey has profoundly affected our entire nation. Many homes and communities have been destroyed. Many lives have been upended. And tragically, some have lost their lives in this catastrophic storm. We pray for the victims and their families and all of those who have been displaced from their homes. At this very moment, heroic efforts continue to keep safe those threatened by this natural disaster. I want to say a special word of thanks to our amazing first responders, our police and law enforcement officers, firefighters, Coast Guard, National Guard, EMS, doctors, nurses, hospital workers, and volunteers who have traveled from all across the country. Thousands of people have come together to prevent loss of life and ensure safety, and we are incredibly grateful for their courage, their professionalism, and their sacrifice. They are an inspiration to all of us. To the people affected by Hurricane Harvey, we are with you every single step of the way. We will help you recover. We will help you rebuild. We will support you today, tomorrow, and the day after. We have been working closely with local authorities, and I remain in close communication with Governor Abbott of Texas and Governor Edwards of Louisiana. At the request of Governor Abbott, I declared a major disaster in the state of Texas to ensure that federal aid is available for state and local recovery efforts. I also approved a disaster declaration for Louisiana. Organizations like the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and faith-based organizations are actively assisting on the ground, and they are doing a fantastic job. I want to recognize the millions of citizens across the country who are contributing in every way they can with their time, their resources, and their prayers. When one part of America hurts, we all hurt. When we see neighbors in need, we rush to their aid. We don't ask their names or where they're from. We help our fellow Americans every single time. This is the spirit of America. It's exactly what I saw while in Texas this week, a spirit of love, determination, and resolve. A spirit that even when wounded, never gives up, never gives in, never loses hope. We just keep fighting. We just keep pushing on for the people we love and for the nation we call home. All American hearts are with the people of Texas and Louisiana. We mourn and pray and struggle through the hardships together. We know that a long and difficult path lies ahead to get our neighbors back in their homes and on their feet. But we also know that we are stronger than the obstacles in our path. Arm in arm, we will strive. We will endure, and we will emerge stronger than ever before. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
This is such a powerful program. I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet thought about getting involved, because so many people go, well, somebody else is going to take care of it. It's going to take all of us. I mean, 345 million folks, it's 180 plus billion dollars. It's going to take all of us to participate, but if there's 300 something million of us, and we give a little bit, it just keeps going a long ways. And it's going to be a long process. So it's not like all of a sudden this happens. Even if another storm happens, and this other storm is possibly coming, we can't forget about Texas. We can't forget about Louisiana. Because when Katrina hit on the Gulf Coast, everybody seemed to forget about Ivan. Right. And we went to New Orleans, and somebody said, you know, New Orleans was a city that CARE forgot. Yeah. We have to remember the city.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.